Please open your Bibles to the book of Psalms, 141st Psalm, page 668 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading the first five verses. We'll read the verses responsibly. Psalm 141, page 668 in your Scofield Bible. Then may we stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Lord, I cry unto Thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto Thee. Let my prayer be set forth before Thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. And let's finish together on the fifth verse. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. Let's pray. And Father, there's a special reason for our being here. It is a reason that's higher and better than what we know. But help us to realize something of its importance. Surely we've enjoyed the service thus far. The music's been wonderful. Our fellowship has been sweet. But now we need to hear from Thee. You've chosen a man to deliver a message to us tonight. It would be, of course, an unkindness for us not to listen intently, but not against Brother Hiles, but especially against Thee. For he is the messenger. Thou hast given him the message. Help us to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. Without your turning to it, I want to read tonight a couple of verses we read a while ago, and explain just a bit about what they mean in the 141st Psalm, and I read verse number 4. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Now listen carefully to that. Let me not eat of their of their dainties. Now get this. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer shall also be in their calamities. Let me paraphrase that one line there I just read, and this is what it means. Let not their precious balm, B-A-L-M, or ointment, soothing ointment, let not their precious balms break my head. That's the title of my message tonight. It'll be a companion message to the one this morning. I'm going to overlap just a bit with the one this morning and then preach the one tonight. Let not their precious balms break my head. Our Heavenly Father, I believe tonight I'm going to put my finger on one of the great needs of a Christian life. And if I do so, I need it, and everybody in this room needs it. And I pray you help us to receive it. We can't receive it unless we listen to it. So give us attentiveness, diligence to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me say just a word. Now, let me change my mind first. And let me review just a bit. I'm going to let Brother Scott over here tonight represent God. What a horrible person to choose. But anyway, Brother Scott. It had to be between Brother Scott and Brother O'Claire. They're on opposite sides. I think you know and believe I made the only choice that I could make. Brother O'Claire is going to represent people that I serve or that I love. Now this morning, I mentioned the gifts of the Spirit. God gives, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, God gives us the gifts of the Spirit. I made mention this morning that the entire charismatic movement is built on the fact that the gifts of the Spirit are for the ones who receive them, which is not true at all. The gifts of the Spirit are gifts that I receive from the Spirit to distribute to God's people. Consequently, God over here gives me some gifts, and just give me some gifts here, and God gives me some gifts. Now, those gifts are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. They're two different lists. By the way, those lists do not exhaust all the gifts of the Spirit. They're simply representative gifts of the Spirit. There are many others other than those listed there. Now, I receive the gifts of the Spirit. Now, as I said this morning, here's your charismatic movement. Oh, boy, I got the gifts of the Spirit, and boy, God sure is good to me, and I'm enjoying this. I got the gift of tongues, and I'm going to just jabber all over the place and feel real good. No, but God does not. These are not gifts to me, as I said this morning. They're gifts through me. So the gifts that He gave to me are given to other people represented by Bob O'Clair over there. So it is my job to take the gifts given to me, to go through me, to give over here to Brother O'Clair, who does not seem like he wants them. There it is. And so, now then, here's the great sin of Christian people. We think the gifts of the Spirit are given to us, but they're not given to us. They're given to others through us. Now, that one thought there could transform your whole life if it let it. It represents the two, as I said this morning, the two great forms of Christianity in America today. Those who want to get and get and get. That's what the fellows mean when they say, send me some seed money and you'll get rich. That is the biggest fraud in America, ladies and gentlemen. It's the biggest money-grabbing, money-making fraud in America. And all those guys ought to be in the penitentiary because they're robbing little widows and poor people on the basis of you give me some money, then God will give you a lot. Now, the simple truth is the gifts, all the gifts of the Spirit, as I said this morning, were not given for me to enjoy. They were given for others to enjoy. And I am simply the messenger boy that carries those gifts between God and those whom I serve. Now then, follow me carefully. I take the gifts of the Spirit here, and He gives them to Him through me. So, I take those gifts over here, and I give them to Him. Now then, Now the danger is that I intercept them. He never gets them. The danger is that I never use the gifts that are given to me for Him, but I use them for myself. And I intercept them, and they stop right here, which is not New Testament Christianity. Now let me start my sermon tonight, and I'll come back and tie it in with this after a while. Let not me eat of their dainties, the psalmist said. Let the righteous smite me, the psalmist said. Don't leave me now. Let not their precious balms or ointment break my head. Now the psalmist here is talking about something that can destroy him. He is not talking about attacks. Look at me, right this way. He is not talking about attacks. He's talking about compliments. He is not talking about mean words given to us. Look right this way, everybody. Hey, right this way now. I'm talking to you. He is not talking about mean words spoken to us that can destroy us, but sweet words spoken to us that can destroy us. He is not talking about criticism destroying us. He's talking about praise destroying us. He says, let not their precious balms break my head. Ladies and gentlemen, your greatest enemies can be those who praise you. David here is talking about those who are his greatest enemies. He doesn't mention Saul, who tried to kill him and threatened to kill him and on several occasions hurled javelins at him to kill David. He's not talking about Shimei, who threw dust and stones at him and cursed him in the darkest hour of his life. He's not talking about his best friend, so-called best friend, Ahithophel, who forsook him in the darkest hours of his life. David is saying, listen to him, he is saying, the thing that will break my head are the precious balms, if you please, are the dainties that folks give to me. Now don't misunderstand me. We should show our appreciation. We should speak words of praise to each other. We should show our appreciation. We should show our gratitude. We should show our admiration. We should give compliments to each other. Not only that, we should desire to receive them. I enjoy receiving your many letters that you sent to us and notes of gratitude and appreciation. I enjoyed them, and I wanted them, and I'm glad I got them. And every little gift that you placed in those envelopes and so forth, I wanted them, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should desire to receive appreciation. We should desire to receive gratitude. We should desire to receive admiration, and we should desire to receive compliments. But listen carefully. This is only material with which we can praise God. Now follow me carefully. God gives me the gifts of the Spirit. He does not give them for me. He gives them to me for Him or for others. Now, the great sin is that they get right here and never get to Him. We enjoy our fellowship. We enjoy serving God. We enjoy the gifts, but we never deliver the gifts. We intercept them. But now, once I give these gifts to Him, now He has the gifts. Now watch me carefully. He is going to thank me. So go ahead.
Thank you. And more than that. That's terrific, preacher. I appreciate everything.
All right. And that's okay. Now, just as the gifts were to come from Him to Him, the gratitude is supposed to go from Him to Him. So once again, when He thanks me and praises me for delivering what He sent to Him, then that praise is for Him, not for me. So there are two great dangers here. I hope you're listening. There are two great dangers here. Me taking the gifts of the Spirit that were meant for Him and using them for me, and then if I deliver them to Him as I'm supposed to, then me taking the praise that was meant for Him for myself, and I enjoy the praise for myself. No. Every bit of compliment that I have is simply material with which to praise God. Every praise I have is simply material to praise God. I'm not supposed to take it and enjoy it myself. I'm supposed to deliver it back. Hey, He's the one that gave Him the gifts. If I preach a good sermon, it's not me. He's the one that helped me. And if He gets blessed for that sermon and says that was a good sermon, I'm not the one who preached the good sermon. He's the one who helped me preach the good sermon. So I must take the praise and deliver the praise back to Him who gave me the gifts. Oh, I wish you'd listen to me. So listen carefully. We are simply to be conduits or channels through which the gifts flow from God to others and the praise flows from others to God. But the tragedy is, all over America, God's people are taking the gifts and not delivering them to somebody else. God doesn't make you feel good so you can feel good. God makes you feel good so you can make others feel good. God doesn't give you joy so you can be happy. God gives you joy so you can make others happy. And all over America, and this auditorium too, people are receiving the gifts of the Spirit and harboring them on themselves and intercepting them and never doing a thing for anybody else. And the others are doing it and taking the praise and not delivering the praise back to Him who gave the gifts. Hey, He's the one that gave the gift. I didn't give the gifts. They're not mine. They're His. Consequently, if I deliver them to Him, I have no right to take the praise. I simply take the praise from Him and take it back to one who gave Him the gifts in the first place. So, we're the conduits and channels through which their praise can pass back to God. The letters you wrote me. Every single time I read a letter, and we're still getting them, and by the way, I'll let you know when all the gift certificates to restaurants are used up. I really didn't appreciate the base section taking an offering and giving me a gift certificate to the Playboy Club. I didn't appreciate that at all. But anyway, let me say, every time I read a word of praise, immediately I delivered it to Him who made it possible. It is God who is the giver of every good gift and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down the Father of lights, in whom there is no variability or shadow turning. But those gifts, as I said this morning, are not for me. They're for others. God gives them to him. I'm the delivery boy. I deliver the gifts to others, and then take the praise from others and take it back to him who gave them. Now then, so when I am praised for what I am what I am by the grace of God. Consequently, I must pass the praise on to God because I am what I am by his grace. So when I am praised for what I've done, I have done what I have done for the grace of God. And by the way, so have you. And you're no hot shot, and I'm no hot shot. And you're no big shot, and I'm no big shot. We're simply vessels by which God is supposed to pour his own grace and blessings to others. That's all we are. We have nothing to rejoice about, nothing to praise ourselves about, nothing that we deserve. If we got what we deserve, we'd burn in hell. So, if I get praised, praise me for what I am.
Thank you, preacher, for being such a gracious preacher.
If I am a gracious preacher, it's because he made me a gracious preacher. And so the praise that you gave to me for what I am, I must take it and give it to him who gave me what I gave to him. Now, praise me for what I've done, something that I've done for God.
Thank you, preacher, for going across the country and delivering the message.
All right, he's thanking me for going. But who gave me the strength to go across the country? He gave me the strength. I must not take praise that is due him. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'd like to bundle up a whole bucket full of praise for every one of you and fill up a big old truck and deliver it to heaven tonight and leave this place with all of us saying, he alone deserves the glory. He alone deserves the praise, for he's the one who gave me the gift I got delivered, and I must deliver the praise from him who got the gift back to him who gave me the gift. When I am praised for what I have, all I have is from him. Consequently, I must deliver the praise back to him. When I am praised for what title I have, what position I have, I did not make myself pastor of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. He made me pastor of First Baptist Church. I did not make myself the chancellor of Hiles Anderson College. He made me the chancellor of Hiles Anderson College. And by the way, I don't care what kind of title you hold, bless God, you just a sinner saved and raised like everybody else is and deserve to go to hell, and we have no right to stand up and see the accolades. Every time we get an accolade, send it to him. Every time we get praise, send it to him. Every time we get a compliment, send it to him. For he alone makes me what I am. He alone helps me do what I do. And he alone gives me the positions that I have. If I am praised for my looks, well, let's go on to the next point here. But just in case some of you gals, you're praised for your looks, I'd like to say to you, you did not make yourself pretty. Mary Kay and Revlon did. Somebody the other day said, Brother Hiles, you're staying so trim in your old age. I don't deserve the praise. My girdle company deserves the praise. Now, listen carefully. Listen very, very carefully. Let's suppose that Bob O'Clair, representing those to whom I deliver the gifts, hear me carefully. Let's suppose that Bob O'Clair doesn't give God the glory. He gives me the glory. See? So you said, tell me how wonderful I am. Well, we don't have time for that, but at least a little bit.
Preacher, you're just the greatest preacher in the face of the earth. You just touch everybody's heart and mind and soul and your preaching. And
well, sit down here for a while.
Listen to this.
Now, now, listen carefully. Bob O'Clair he doesn't know it. He didn't intend to praise God. He was praising me. But he was praising God. He didn't know it. You say, how do you know? Listen carefully. Jesus said, I was sick and you visited me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you clothed me. Now, they didn't know they had. They said, when did we visit you? They didn't know they visited him. Are you listening? Well, when did we feed you? They didn't know they fed him. They weren't aware when that. Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it, one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Now, they did not know they were doing it for Jesus. They gave bread to some hungry people. They gave water to some thirsty people. They visited some sick people. They went to jail to visit some folks in jail. And Jesus said, you don't know this, but you did it unto me. So if Bob O'Clair does not know, he does not know he's praising God, but he is praising God. Listen carefully. The Apostle Paul was on the road to Damascus. All of a sudden, he was smitten by light. And Paul said, who art thou, Lord? I love that line. It's out of my sermon tonight. He didn't even know who he was, but he said, you're my Lord. He said, whoever can do this for me, you're my Lord from now on. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Paul didn't persecute Jesus. He persecuted his people. And he did not know he was persecuting Jesus. He did not know that. He simply was persecuting God's people. But not knowing it, he was persecuting Jesus. And not knowing it, those who gave food to the hungry and water to the thirsty and clothes to the naked and visited the sick, they did not know it. But they were doing that to Jesus. For he said, inasmuch as you've done it, one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me, and they did not know that. Now listen carefully to me. That means, though people do not know it, they're praising God when they praise me. Now then, if someone doesn't praise God, but they praise me, I must deliver it to him to whom the praise is intended. And he deserves the praise. Are you listening? That means this. That means that though Bob O'Clair says to me, you're a great preacher, you're a wonderful teacher, you're an unselfish man, all the things about that me that are so good, and that's just a few of them. Thank you. But wait a minute. He's praising me. No, he's praising God and doesn't know it. For it is God that made me everything that I am. Consequently, if God has made me everything that I am, then the praise should go to him. So here's two types of people tonight in this room. Those who are receiving the gifts from God and harboring them for yourself and intercepting them and keeping man from getting them for whom God meant them, that's one crowd. Another crowd is those who are getting praise and intercepting that praise and not giving it back to the God who gave it to them in the first place. I say it again. I am what I am with the grace of God, and so are you. I've done what I've done with the grace of God, and so have you. And not a single person in this room tonight deserves praise, but I like to get it. You know why? I'll show you why I like to get it.
Preacher, you're wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Preacher, you're wonderful. Thank you for a good sermon. I like to get it. Why? Now I've got some praise I can take back to the real giver. Or you listen to me. So some of you are intercepting the gift and using it on yourself. Others of you are serving others with the gift, but intercepting the praise for yourself and not giving it back to him who gave the gift in the first place. Consequently, we interrupt the praise and let it be to us. In so doing, we rob God of his reward and ourselves of our future reward. That's why Jesus said, you have your reward now. What he's saying is you won't get it later. Listen, Bob, you brag on me, I'm going to take it over and give it to Jesus because my reward's coming later. And one of these days, I'm going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ and God's going to give me my reward if I don't take it now. But if I take it now and don't give it back to him, I won't get it then. And in that time, that's God, I stand before God. He gives me crowns and rewards. Even then I take them off and throw them at Jesus' feet and say, thou alone art worthy to receive glory and power and honor. So, when someone says to your children, listen to me now, look at me, look at me, look at me. When someone says to you, children, you're a good little boy, they're praising those who trained you. You're not a good little boy because you're so good. You're good because some godly mother or godly father trained you. Or some Sunday school teachers trained you. When somebody says, that's a pretty dress, they're praising the one who made the dress, not you. When somebody says, you're a good pianist, they're praising your teacher. When someone says, you're pretty, they're praising the God who made you. When someone says anything good about me, they are knowingly or unknowingly praising God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Hey, listen to me. I'm preaching to you. Listen to me. Our God's not getting enough praise. And by the way, praise is not just saying amen. Praise is bragging on Him and thanking Him. So consequently, every Christian, God gives gifts. Not the same gifts to everybody. Brother Colston has a unique gift. Brother Colston, come over and get your gift from God over here. Brother Colston's gift, you know what it is? It's the gentle, caressing, loving comfort he brings to those who are sick. Nobody can do it like Johnny Colston does. So Johnny Colston comes over here and ministers to someone who's sick. And then we brag on him. And don't tell me he doesn't like it. I meant physically, not mentally. Now then, wait there. And we brag on him. And well, we should. For this man is an expert in his field, having been given a gift by God like no other man I know has. Now, what Brother Colston is supposed to do is go back over where he got the gift and praise the God who gave it to him. Now, does that mean he should not want praise? Oh, he should want praise. Because when he gets praise, then he has material to take back to the giver. There are others. Brother Aikman, the greatest youth director in the world. Four of us think so. I said, the greatest youth director in the world. He lives for your teenagers and for hunting. Not necessarily in that order. But he lives for your teenagers. All right. God has given him a gift for that. Now, he has not taken that gift and squandered it on himself. But he's gone down. Where are some teenagers here? He's gone down there. Oh, let's play like they are. Teenagers. Hey, come on up here. Come on up here. They're not teenagers. They're ready. Come on back. Here's some teenagers over here. Roy is mentally a teenager. Give it to him. And then we say, thank God for Ed Latina. All the work. For example, you don't know the work he's planned for next week for our kids to be in camp. And I say to Eddie Latina, God bless you. And I say it again and again. I said it a while ago. The greatest youth director in the world. Now, what's his job? To take it back to him who made him the greatest youth director in the world. So the praise that I gave him, thank you, the praise that I gave him is simply material to take back to him who made him the greatest youth director in the world. Brother Cowling, whatever your name is, stand up. This man is amazing. God has given him a gift. Nobody knows what it is. It's not visible. But God has given this man a gift. Here's a man who by every right has a right to say, I am an intellectual. And he is an intellectual. God gave him that. So he takes it from God. And then he takes it down to the students at Howells Anderson College and delivers it to them. And then they say, thank God for Dr. Cowling. He is one of the greatest men at Howells Anderson College, and Dr. Cowling now has some material to take back to God. Thank you. What are you doing with your compliments? What are you doing with your praise? So
some of you gals that bump into every telephone pole looking in the windows to see how pretty you look.
There needs to be an old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival among Christian people to realize that He alone is the one who deserves praise.
Now, that does not mean that we should not praise each other. But we can't see Him. So when we praise each other, we're praising Him. It's up to the object of the praise to take it back to Him and be sure that He gets the praise that He rightly deserves. Let me review this morning's sermon, tonight's sermon, very quickly. The gifts of the Spirit are for others and not for me. I want to make this very plain again. That's the difference in this church and every charismatic church in America. They're taking the gifts of the Spirit for themselves to make them feel good, but God did not give you the gifts of the Spirit. He gave you the gifts to give to somebody else so somebody else could feel good. But as I said this morning, he and you say, well, what makes me feel good? Well, it makes me feel great to be his delivery boy, delivering the gifts of the Spirit. Then, we often intercept them and keep them for ourselves, which is sin. I want to say it. Hang on to it. This be treason. Make the most of it. Every person in this world who speaks in tongues so he can feel good and nobody can tell anybody what he said is sinning against God Almighty.
He is taking a gift made for others and using it
for his own pleasure. Likewise, God has given some people a gift. Okay, let me see over here. Let me see, I'm trying to think of somebody's got this gift, but I can't find anybody here. Brother Scott has it. Brother Lupina's God. Brother Scott, come up here. This man has one of the most amazing personalities anybody ever met. When he was 17 years old, he intimidated me when I talked to him. He appears to be so self-confident. Why he is, I don't know. He has nothing to brag about. But now, wait a minute. This man could sell a movie projector to a blind man. This man could sell dancing lessons to a quadruple amputee. This man could sell a radio to a deaf man. This man could sell pork to a Jew. So, God, you're God now. Give him the gift. Hear me carefully. He takes that gift meant for others and sells insurance. Or sells cars. If you can sell cars, you can be a soul winner.
He prostitutes the gift that God gave him. God gave it to him so he could win folks to Christ.
Now, if he wins folks to Christ and then uses it for selling, there's nothing wrong with that if it's a secondary thing. But the purpose of it was to serve God. Consequently, he goes over here and tells, I chose Willow Claire because he's not saved. He tells Willow Claire about Jesus. And then he comes back and says, boy, I'll tell you what. Willow Claire says, boy, you got a real way what a personality and what a good salesman you are. What tremendous. Yeah, except everything that Jack Scott has in the way of gifts. He wasn't born with them. God gave them to him. So his job is not to intercept the praise, but take it back to the God who made him what he is and gave him whatever gifts that he has. Thank you very much. Now listen carefully, and I'm through. God has given you a gift. I don't know what it is, but he's given you a gift. That gift is not to you, it's through you. The gifts of the Spirit are not given to us, they're given through us, and every one of the gifts of the Spirit are ways that each of us can minister to other Christian people. And then, I repeat, the gifts of the Spirit of others, we often intercept them and keep them for ourselves. When we do pass them on, we often are praised. Therein lies the second temptation to intercept the praise. In both cases, we deliver boys, delivering the goods to the one who needs it and the praise to the one who gave it. The gift is for others and the praise is for him. Let me close with this. When you have taken the gifts that God has given you to give to others and you've given them to him and then he praises you and you take that praise and give it back to him, you have a joy that's unspeakable, a peace that's unspeakable, and a satisfaction that no gift can give you and no praise that he can give you. An old story I've told on Sunday morning, but not on Sunday night. I don't think I have. I didn't intend to tell it, but it comes to my mind. I have a friend, a preacher friend, who used to be an All-American football player. I'm trying to think of his name. Tackle was his name. He played Cleveland Browns. Bill Glass. Bill Glass was All-American football player at Baylor University and All-Pro player for the Cleveland Browns and another team also. They were playing for the championship of some division, and Bill Glass was blocking. They were down on the goal line. The coach calls Bill Glass over and says, "Bill, the game's at stake. The ball carrier is coming through where you are. You, if you ever blocked in your life, you blocked today." Bill Glass got out there in the grit and grime of the football field. And Bill Glass, the ball was snapped back and passed back to running back. And Bill Glass gave his life's blood and sweat and tears. And the hole was so big, the little running back just could have walked through. And thousands and tens of thousands of people in the stands were cheering the running back. Somebody put the running back on their shoulders. And Bill got a little bitter. He told me this. He got a little bitter. He was grimy. He had played a whole game in that line blocking. And that little running back, all he did was take the ball. A kid could have gone through the hole that Bill made for him. And Bill was bitter. But as he came back to the bench, the coach was there. The coach said nothing to the running back. He simply did like this. He said, "Nice block, Bill. Nice block, Bill." And Bill said, "I don't care what those people up there think. As long as the coach knows I did my job." And brother, when the coach gives you your gift and you do what you're supposed to do with it and take it and give it, deliver it to those for whom it was given, and they praise you, and you take that praise and give it back to him who gave it to you, it doesn't matter what folks think. But I want to tell you something. It'll be the greatest joy you've ever had in your life. "I deliver it to the one for whom it was meant, and deliver the praise back to the one who gave it to me." Would you bow your heads, please?